to do.
Happy holidays.
Eat, bite, drink up, nibble, gobble, chew.
Happy holidays.
Believe what you want to, nothing's really true.
Happy holidays.
Merry something to you.
Merry something to you.
Merry something to you.
Merry something to you.
Suddenly it's Christmas, right after Halloween. Forget about Thanksgiving, it's just a buffet in between. There's lights and tinsel in the windows, they're stocking up the shelves. Santa's slaving at the North Pole in his sweatshop full of elves. There's got to be a build-up to the day that Christ was born. The halls are decked with pumpkins and ears of Indian corn. Dragging through the falling leaves in a one-horse open sleigh. Suddenly it's Christmas, 7 weeks before the day. Suddenly it's Christmas, the longest holiday. The season is upon us, it won't go away. It's a season, it's a marathon, retail eternity. And it's not over till it's over and you throw away the tree. Outside it's positively balmy, in the air nary a nip. Suddenly it's Christmas, unbutton and unzip. Yes, they're working overtime, Santa's little runts. Christmas comes but once a year and goes on for 2 months. Christmas carols in December and November too. It's no wonder we're depressed when the whole thing is through. Finally, it's January, let's sing Auld Lang Syne. But here comes another heartache, shaped like a valentine. Suddenly it's Christmas, the longest holiday. The season is upon us, a pox, it won't go away. It's a season, it's a marathon, retail eternity. And it's not over till it's over and you throw away that. No, it's not over till it's over and you throw away that. It's still not over till it's over and you throw away the tray.
Is it over?
Thank you. Christmas and decorate your tree. It won't be long, you'll sing the song on a boom boom Christmas Eve. With a boom boom here and a boom boom there, a boom boom everywhere. Let's have a boom boom Christmas and a happy boom boom year. With a boom boom here and a boom boom there, a boom boom everywhere. Let's have a boom boom Christmas and a happy boom boom year. Well, the snow is falling from the sky. Let's take a holiday sleigh ride. All your friends you'll meet and greet, sing Christmas carols in the street. So have a boom boom Christmas. It's that time of year. Let's make a toast to everyone, a boom boom Christmas cheer.
KTEL Records proudly present Christmas with Donald Trump.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas as long as you're white.
Featuring all the insane billionaire's favorite Christmas songs.
Jingle bells, f*** yourselves, Clinton is a bitch. Obama's not American, just vote for me, I'm rich.
Also includes Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Loser, F*** You, Ye Merry Gentlemen, and White Christmas, other ethnicities not included.
Ding dong merrily on high, my daughter's quite a looker. Ding dong merrily on high, that's why I want to f*** her.
If you don't like blacks, gays, or disabled people, then you're simply gonna love this album.
I saw three ships come sailing in, full of immigrants, of immigrants. I saw three ships come sailing in, let's send them back where they came from.
Christmas with Donald Trump, out now in all good record stores.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, as long as you're not Mexican or Syrian.
Buy it now and make America great again.
I'm on a hee-haw, honey, you're a playboy bunny under my Christmas tree. I'm on a hee-haw, honey, you're a playboy bunny, so Santa bring her to me. Don't want no cowboy boots, don't want a gun to shoot, I don't want a toy airplane. Well, I don't want a kite, and I don't want no bike. I sure don't want electric train. I want a hee-haw, honey, or a playboy bunny under my Christmas tree. I want a hee-haw, honey, or a playboy bunny, so Santa bring her to me. Well, the gift I got in mind is sure hard to find, except in magazines or on TV. So to heck with all them toys, I want a girl like Buck and Roy, so Santa bring her to me. I want a hee-haw, honey, or a playboy bunny under my Christmas tree. I want a hee-haw, honey, or a playboy bunny, so Santa bring her to me. Just saw a queen on my TV screen, and she was smiling back at me. So give all them toys to the other girls and boys, and Santa bring her to me. I want a hee-haw, honey, or a playboy bunny under my Christmas tree. I want a hee-haw, honey, or a playboy bunny, so Santa bring her to me.
kisses are enough for me. Santa wants me there to go to Holly and her mistletoe. In December, through the eve of a happy new year, while I'm with her, she fills me up with such a good cheer.
Too much to ask out of Santa from a hard-working man. He's trying to make a buck any way he can. Oh, Bo Derek, you're on my mind. Those gorgeous looks and luscious lips and a personality that's one of a kind. Oh, Bo Derek, you're still on my mind. Honey, you're there all the time. When the winter snow is gone and those spring birds start singing in the air, just you and I both in our own private affair. Baby, I want you there. You know, some people might ask what's going on between these lovely two. Well, it looks as though they're in love. There's nothing you and I can do. Now that this fantasy's coming to an end, I wonder if I'll see her again. Oh, well, it's only in the mind. As you can see, I doubt whether or not anybody will believe me. Oh, Bo Derek, you're on my mind. Those gorgeous looks, luscious lips, and a personality that's one of a kind. You're so beautiful. Bo Derek, you're on my mind. Hey, can you see what I'm thinking?
Santa, I want a big white Cadillac for Christmas. Send from Joey to my mom. Gee, I know how happy she would be just to drive it all over. Of course.
Here comes Santa Claus on his sleigh with his toys to give away. He's got one for you and me. Let's boogie woogie be merrily doing the jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie. He's boogieing on down the way. Got no time to fool around. Gotta make everyone in town. He don't come but once a year. He brings lots of Christmas cheer. Doing the jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie. He's boogieing on down the way. Stroke of 12 o'clock, all the chimneys will be hot. Santa Claus riding on his sleigh, the reindeer's trotting in a boogie way, doing the jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie, he's boogieing on down the way. Santa Claus creeping through the house, he's as quiet as little mouse. Bring his toys and bring all cheer, then come back again next year. Doing the jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie.
Jingle bell boogie, he's boogieing on down the way.
The word today, he was wrapping up some razor blades and shaved his beard away.
Shave his beard away, boys, shave his beard away. He was wrapping up some razor blades and shaved his beard away.
Oh, Santa Claus won't come this year, nothing in his sack. His helpers joined the CIO and walked out on a strike.
Walked out on a strike, boys, walked out on a strike. His helper joined the CIO and walked out on a strike.
Oh, Santa Claus won't come this year, he isn't feeling well. He slipped and fell on a chunk of ice and cracked his jingle bell.
Cracked his jingle bell, boys, cracked his jingle bell. He slipped and fell on a chunk of ice and cracked his jingle bell.
Oh, Santa Claus won't come this year, got the latest poop. He's stranded up in the frozen north, oh, Rudolph's got the croup.
Rudolph's got the croup, boys, Rudolph's got the croup. He's standing up in the frozen north, oh, Rudolph's got the croup.
Can't see in the night. He took a cold and sneezed so hard, blew out the northern lights.
Blew out the northern lights, boys, blew out the northern lights. He took a cold and sneezed so hard, blew out the northern lights.
Old Santa Claus won't come this year, he's sore from head to toe. He did the twist last Saturday night and strained his ho-ho-ho.
Strained his ho-ho-ho, boys, strained his ho-ho-ho. He did the twist last Saturday night and strained his ho-ho-ho.
Well, we really burned that to the ground. What's next?
In a shocking turn of events, Trump has used eminent domain to seize the deed to the North Pole.
Turns out Santa, a socialist, by the way, hired a bunch of illegal elves to make toys. Lock them up, fellas. I'm Santa now.
Hold on. I just wanted to give toys to all the kids.
Go to hell, commie.
Okay, let me tell you, we're going to make Christmas great again. No more free toys. We're going to be doing away with that. I accept all major credit cards and cash. Traveler's checks as well, but there's a fee. Putin, buddy, thank you for rigging the election.
My pleasure. I bring you traditional housewarming gift of ballistic missile.
These elves are bad hombres, okay? They're criminals, toy makers, and some, I assume, are good people, but probably not.
When I was child, mother said I could not have BB rifle, for I would shoot eye out. This is true story that happened to me only.
We're gonna bring back jobs to the coal industry, put it in their stockings. You know who I mean. The liberal media, the Hamilton cast, and of course my ex-wives. Get that baby out of here.
But it's the baby Jesus.
Get it out. And another thing, okay, these sugar plum fairies getting married, not on my watch. When you're Santa, I mean, you can do whatever. Grab them by the antlers. Look at this one. Obviously too fat to even fly. Ease up on the barley, sweetheart, okay? I'm calling for a total ban on gingerbread men, okay? How can we tell who's good and who's gluten-free? They all look the same. You are a total flop at the reindeer games, okay? With your medical condition, blinking from the nose or blinking from wherever, Rudolph, you're fired. Milk and cookies is for losers. Where's the caviar?
I couldn't afford it.
Well, then you should have borrowed money from your dad. I'm blaming this on Obama.
I know a place where your talents would serve us all. Ride with me to hell.
This could be huge for me. Take the frankincense and myrrh. I'm keeping the gold. By the way, I'm going to tear this manger down and build a beautiful gold casino.
Mother's feeling fragile in the bathroom. Daddy's sleeping drunkenly upstairs. My eldest sister Anna has been sick in the piano, 'cause she ate a pound of marzipan and six tinned pears.
Six tinned pears.
Some fathead bought the youngest child a trumpet, and now he's blowing discords in my ear. What I spent on my wife's present could have bought Mornington Crescent. Christmas is a joyous time of year. Fa-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la, plastic berries on the mistletoe, come fill the cup with warm flat beer. Christmas is a joyous, such a joyous, Christmas is a joyous time of year. Elsie started dancing on the table, showing such a nasty pair of knees. My uncle down from Leith has just taken out his teeth, and any minute now he'll sing the dirty words to trees.
Dirty words to trees.
Granny's reading riddles out of crackers, which are just about as funny as King Lear. I believe this festive season will cause me to lose my reason. Christmas is a joyous time of year. Fa-la-la-la, fa-la-la-lo, plastic berries on the mistletoe, come fill the cup with warm flat beer. Christmas is a joyous, such a joyous, Christmas is a joyous time of year. On the first day of Christmas, my family gave to me 12 pairs of cufflinks, 11 snowstorm paperweights, 10 pairs of underpants with names of drinks on, 9 pairs of underpants with vintage cars on, 8 sets of hankies, 7 pairs of slippers, 6 hairbrushes with imitation leather backs that when you unzip them you find a metal comb and a mirror and a nail file and a vicious looking instrument whose function would appear to be doctoring cats, 5 knitted things, 4 sorted scarves, 3 potted plants, 2 grotty ties.
And on Partridge's latest LP.
And now, as a sustaining feature of the Bob and Ray Show, we bring you another episode of One Fella's Family. Today's episode, entitled Missing Christmas Ornaments, taken from book XVII, chapter II, page 11, 12, and the bottom of page 14. It's early evening as we look in on the family now. We find Father puttering in the closet and asking Mother.
Danny?
Yes?
Have you seen the Christmas tree ornaments?
Well, I saw them last Christmas season.
Here, I know, but I've been looking all over the house high and low and I can't find them.
Well, don't we usually put them up in the attic?
Yes, I look there. Paul is up there.
How is Paul?
He seems to be very well, Danny.
Seen him in months.
He's writing a book.
Well, I don't know now.
I rummaged around through the cellar and I couldn't find them there either.
How about in the garage?
Well, I haven't looked there, but I would never put them in the garage.
Well, they must be somewhere. I remember we took them down right after the New Year.
What? Took what down?
Well, Christmas ornaments.
Oh, the ornaments, yes.
Oh, don't tell me we're going through another siege of you forgetting what you're talking about.
Well, it just worries me, Fanny, that's all. I can't seem to be remembering things as easily as I used to.
About what?
What?
Who?
Here. We'll have to get the tree this weekend. Christmas is a week from Friday.
What is?
Christmas.
Oh, well, of course.
Yes.
But you have to have decorations and ornaments for the tree.
Yes.
Why don't you look for those?
Well, I've looked high and low. The last place I was going to look was this closet here, but I don't see any sign of them in here either. You sure you didn't throw them out last year?
Well, I might have done that.
Yes.
But that would certainly be a foolish mistake. Wait. I think I remember now.
Well,
don't you remember the children were here and we let them put them in the maple tree? Out in the yard.
Yes, I do remember that, Fanny, right after the first of the year.
They've been hanging out there all year, so we really don't have any missing Christmas ornaments.
You have been listening to One Fella's Family, brought to you as a sustaining feature on the Bob and Ray Show.
Christmas Eve! Special day, a very, very special day. No matter where you chance to be on Christmas.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of Christmas. Big town, small town, uptown, downtown. Yeah, even that no-town kind. Now, this is a big town Christmas.
There's a Santa Claus on every corner. Ringing his little bell.
Yeah.
There's a Santa Claus in every store.
Oh.
Waiting for wishes that children tell.
There are thousands of people seeing the sights. And 100-foot trees with thousands of lights. The store windows glitter with diamonds and mink. And wreaths and holly in gold and pink.
Christmas. Big town. Sort of downtown, too. Like to hear the downtown Christmas? Come on. Pardon me, sir. Pardon, ma'am. Oops, dropped your package, lady. Ah, here we are. Listen to a downtown Christmas.
I'm sure your husband will like this tie.
Yes, sir. This toy is guaranteed to fly.
But, madam, we're all out of 12.
Reminds me, I got a shopping list. Well, not exactly a list. Sort of a nervous thing in my mind that I'll forget someone. Let's see. Ah, just the thing for George. He has everything. Plastic grass, complete with wind-up insects. Wrap it up. Downtown Christmas is really great. Just you and the people and your charger plate. There's gifts galore in every store.
There's ping-pong sets and butterfly nets, barbecues and billiard cues, electric clocks and sequin socks.
But let's see the uptown Christmas. Suburbia.
Suburbia.
A walk through the park. Ranch houses. Winding streets. Look. Each picture window has a tree. And the drapes are pulled for all to see. Now, notice that uptown, the wreaths are green, and the street corner Santas are never seen.
The stars take the place of the downtown lights, and the only colors are winter white.
I remember Christmas, not the big town or small town. Not uptown or downtown, but, well, no town. See, most of my friends don't know this, but I came from a farm. A farm. I was kind of like small, a kid. And I remember. Our Christmas was ours alone. A family Christmas with, well, a different tone. Our farm was an island in the snow. It was just the family, just us, you know. But we had a real fireplace with real logs. We crowded around it, watched the fire. In the kitchen, Mom baked for days, cookies, turkey, ham, and things. And then, in the evening, we had family sings.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by.
I guess Christmas isn't what we see or hear on the outside, but something that lives deep in the inside. Christmas is the memories, the family, and the giving. And it's something deep inside us, no matter where we're living.
Christmas is a special day.
Christmas. I guess it's a quiet time.
A very, very special day.
And joyful, too.
No matter where you chance to be on Christmas.
Anyway, I hope it's a happy one for all of you. And from all of us.
Merry Christmas from Light Material. Merry Christmas from Light Material.
Dashing through the snow, in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go.
Oh, goodbye!
Laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring,
clang, clang,
making spirits bright.
Yahoo!
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Boing!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle, jingle, little bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle, jingle, little bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride, fly, fly along in an open sleigh.
Yeah, you done know, say what? Skin drain in the area, blood, yeah?
Yeah, you done know, right. Yeah.
Yeah, we're coming with this Christmas vibe for this tune, yeah? Check this one, blood,
yeah.
Not everybody knows it, that it's Christmas time. Drink up your liquor and make way on time. Rudolph and Santa bringing presents tonight. Drop down the chimney out of everyone's sight. Sound it up, pump on the vibes, them a lick. We got the party rocking to the season music. Christmas, rocking in the atmosphere. Christmas, everybody rock about your cup.
Yeah, bring the Christmas tree. The season starts right here. Time to have fun with all the pain and problems. Let's be done. Get in the Christmas time in this year. Whoa!
Christmas rocking, everybody does bounce. Rock to Christmas off in your mind. We say Christmas rocking, everybody does bounce. Rock to Christmas off in your Christmas rocking, everybody does bounce. Rock to Christmas off in your mind. We say Christmas rocking, everybody does bounce. Rock to Christmas off in your mind.
Such order was the contents. I see that it's bulging with enough presents. Mary, Karen and the girl called Sue. If you've been good, there's a present for you. But don't forget the one born in the manger. He said to show love to every stranger. This is the time when hatred it must done. Forget all the crap, come rock everyone, come.
Yeah, bring the Christmas tree. The season starts right here. Time to have fun. With all the pain of problems, let's be done. Get in the mood.
Christmas, the police sent to me the SWAT team in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, the police sent to me two black guys and the SWAT team in a pear tree.
Yeah.
On the third day of Christmas, the police sent to me three bench warrants, two black guys and the SWAT team in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, the police sent to me four cops calling our cars, three bench warrants, two black guys, and a SWAT team in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, the police sent to me 5 years in the pen, four
four cops calling all cars, three bench warrants, two black eyes, and the SWAT team in a pantry shell. On the sixth day of Christmas, the police sent to me six cops pepper spraying, 5 years in the pen. Four cops calling all cars, three bench warrants, two black eyes, and the SWAT team in a pantry. On the seventh day of Christmas, the police sent to me six Navy SEALs swimming, six pepper 5 years in the pen. Four cops calling all cars, three bench warrants, two black eyes, and the SWAT team in a pantry. On the ninth day of Christmas, the police sent to me nine ladies dancing, eight lawyers lying. Jody, slow your ass down. Four cops calling all cars, three bench warrants, two black guys, and a SWAT team in a pantry.
I got your
12 days, Mr. Police.
12 days of Christmas in the county jail. Fuck the 12 days of Christmas. We gotta come up with some other Christmas songs, man.
Chubby old hippie stuck in your chimney, sliding down in your fireplace, and now you see him knee high. He's dropping out of the sky, dropping in just to lay it on you on a Christmas morning. Got a pipe in one hand and a peace sign in the other. Got a pack on his back full of toys, love and brotherhood. A Volkswagen bus pulled by a tiny reindeer, a twinkle in his eye and granola in his grin. On Jerry, yeah. And he shakes when he laughs like a bowl full of Cherry Garcia, singing Ave Maria. Some would tell him his message is silly and saccharine. Some would call him a walking North Pole anachronism. And yeah, he's far out, but he's never far out of style. He'll turn you on, but he'll never turn you in. Christmas to all, and to all a good night. And I heard him exclaim as he rolled out of sight, out of sight, out of sight.
folks know he's not getting any presents. Donald Trump is getting nothing for Christmas. He'd be Rudolph up and now he's on Santa's shit list. And it's no surprise to me, it's not the Christmas spirit. Oh no, ho, 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 Trump's getting nothing for Christmas. Oh no, ho, 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 Trump's getting nothing for Christmas. Oh no, ho, 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 Trump's getting nothing, nothing for Christmas. Nothing for Christmas. He's getting nothing, nothing for Christmas.
Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the county, the politicians were drooling as they carved up their bounty. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, but nothing was in them. The stockings were bare. No toy truck for Jimmy, no dolly for Jen, no yo-yo for Carrie, no race car for Ken. Property taxes were due, and the leaders were greedy. They said the county was broke, the politicians were needy. But rather than budget like smart women and men, they cared not to be thrifty, they continued to spend. And dole out big favors to family and friends? Drunken sailors on shore leave were more frugal than them. Slashing the budget would be doing what was right, but the laughing officials stole into the night. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Happy 2008. Voters will see you next fall.
Help libertarians write the next verse of How the County Stole Christmas. Visit us at www.lplp.org. Happy holidays from and paid for by the Libertarian Party of LaPorte County.
As I sat at my windy last evening, the letter man brought unto me a little gilt-edged invitation, saying, Gilhooly, come over to tea. Sure, I knew that the hooligan sent it, so I called round for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tattle was a slice of Miss Hooligan's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, and citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust it was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure it would set up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Hooligan's Christmas cake. Miss Hooligan, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she fell over Flanagan's thrones and spilled a whole brewing of tea. Miss Daly fell down in hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake, while every man swore he was poisoned through eating Miss Hooligan's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust it was nailed on with glue. There was caraway seeds in abundance, sure it would set up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Hooligan's Christmas cake.
Well, there wasn't no room, no room at the inn. There wasn't no room, no room. When the time had fully come, that the singer must go on, there was no room, no room at the inn. Of course,
Lord, and to the Word. There was a virgin God, the mother of Jesus, was wandering round the night. She was trying to find a home for King Jesus to be born. But there was an old room, no more at the end. I know that mother was worried, for she began to cry. From pain to be delivered of that man and child, it was very sad, you know, for she had nothing more. There was no room, no more at the end. The bellboy put her and waitress, the maid and the cook, will be the witness and glory. For they saw that horrible look. Yes, they heard the manager say, when the turn made away, that there was no room, no room at the end.
Temperature's nice and the sand here is white, and my presents are under a coconut tree. Christmas across the sea, a little too warm for old Frosty. Strung up plastic icicles, festive but still tropical. You ride one horse open sleighs, we ride big Hawaiian waves. This is Christmas in the Rainbow State. It's not that I don't like cold weather, snowball fights and icy streets. But while you're bundled up with your cocoa mug, I sip my ties at the beach. Christmas across the sea, a little too warm for old Frosty. Strung up plastic icicles, festive but still tropical. You ride one horse open sleighs, we ride big Hawaiian waves. This is Christmas in the Rainbow State. Instead of Jack Frost nipping your nose, you can lay on the beach, the sun will kiss your toes. Nothing is quite as refreshing as ice in your pina colada in paradise. Oh, ooh, 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 ooh. Christmas across the sea, a little too warm for old Frosty. Strung up plastic icicles, festive but still tropical. You ride one horse open sleighs, we ride big Hawaiian waves. This is Christmas in the Rainbow State. Whoa, this is Christmas in the Rainbow State. Oh, this is Christmas in the Rainbow State.
If Santa were my lover, if Santa were my lover, in the calm, cool of a crisp wintry night, by fire, on fire to keep each other warm, like no other man my Santa, like no other woman I, like no other couple ever together, and in his arms would I feel only joy, jolly joy, jolly joy, jolly joy, jolly joy, jolly joy, and passion. And into the night we would tussle and fight till my fingers got caught in his beard snowy white, and he'd pull me in tight and he'd say, "Which have you been, my dear, naughty or nice?" "Oh, nice, Santa. Oh, so nice," I'd say, as I'd brush back his eyebrows and kiss gently his lips. "Naughty, Santa. Oh, so naughty," I'd say, as I'd remove his boots and undo his big black belt. And Santa be oh so gentle with my breasts in his big hairy hands. And as for my hands on his belly, that would shake when we loved like a bowl full of jelly, if Santa were my lover.
If Santa were my lover. Oh, if Santa were my lover, well, we'd be good buddies. Oh, the cold air would crackle as we headed out on the snowmobile to do some good old-fashioned chainsawing. We could play tricks on each other, too. Why, I could take the chain off my chainsaw, sneak on up behind him, fire it up and draw fast up between his legs. Ah, Santa'd probably shit his pants. Then we would look into each other's eyes, and passion would ignite between us, alone in the snow-covered woods. Just me and Santa and love. If Santa were my lover. If Santa were my lover.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and I'd gone to bed late. Lord only knows how much fruitcake I ate. Christmas Eve, I dreamed that Santa was arrested. Yeah, they handcuffed him and they hauled him off to jail. Christmas Eve, I dreamed that Santa was arrested for crimes so bad they held him without bail. Cruelty to reindeer was the first charge that they read. We got there just in time, Your Honor. He had 9 of them hitched to a heavy sleigh. And abuse is indicated. One's got a nose that's awfully red. And the prosecution had only just begun. OSHA closed his workshop down for safety violations. And there are product liability claims for every toy bill since creation. We found out he hires only elves, and of course that's discrimination. He'll be put away for life before we're done. That sled is not airworthy. The FAA won't certify. He's over 60 with corrected vision, therefore he should not fly. Why, this could be the trial of the century. There's over 10 instances of unlawful entry. Christmas Eve, I dreamed that Santa was arrested, and not only for the things they claim he did. Christmas Eve, I dreamed that Santa was arrested for being a poor role model for kids. Why, just look at him, Mary, Your Honor. He doesn't shave or cut his hair, and he's grossly overweight, and he only works one day a year. Now, Now we all know he smokes tobacco and that he's fur on that suit he wears. We must protect our kids from men like this. Order! Order! Order in the courts! And the judge, I've heard enough about his crimes. And clearly, this is a man who's out of step with modern times. But one of those houses he so often entered unlawfully was mine. And therefore, all charges are dismissed. Oh, I woke up to the sound of ho, 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 and reindeer hooves upon my roof, and it was snowing. And as I watched him fly away, it was good knowing that some things that are politically incorrect can still be right. So Merry Christmas to all, and to all a Merry Christmas Eve, good night. It must have been the maraschino cherries.
Reindeer touched down upon our rooftop. Santa Claus, he didn't know that this was his last stop. Dad said that he heard a noise up above the ceiling, so Daddy grabbed a gun to stop someone from stealing all the gifts we had wrapped up beneath the Christmas tree. So Daddy walked onto the porch so protectively. Got out of his sleigh and took his sack of toys. He tiptoed on the roof, trying not to make no noise. When he reached the chimney, he started to climb up it, but his Santa Claus routine was promptly interrupted. Dad shouted and he swore he'd shoot him then and there. Santa was surprised and then he was just plain scared. Suddenly Santa made a sad and dreadful goof. His foot slipped and then he fell headfirst off our roof. Santa hid behind a bush 'cause Daddy had a rifle. Santa felt that getting shot would not be too delightful. Dad shoved the barrel of his gun in Santa's face and told the old man that he would shoot him into space. But just then the cop showed up and took Santa away, and now Santa's in the slammer where he's gonna stay.
Bag, Mr. Trump, I would smack you if I could. You said Mexicans are rapists, but perhaps a few are good, Mr. Trump. If nothing you've said so far has killed your campaign, then God knows what would.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing.
And everybody takes me very seriously.
You made fun of a disabled guy, then acted unaware. You took time out of a speech to make a stranger pull your hair. You'll say absolutely anything that keeps you in the news. Like you don't like black accountants because you'd rather stick to Jews. You gave Lindsey Graham's number out on national TV. And your hair's like cotton candy made of butterscotch and pee, Mr. Trump. The symbol of our nation tried to kill you. That's pretty clear to me.
You're sort of lumpy, Mr. Trumpy. You're a prick, a dick, a putz. You retweeted fake statistics from a neo-Nazi nut, Mr. Trump. All your other facts and figures come directly from your butt.
I'm the least racist person.
You get little bits of spittle in the corner of your mouth, and you get support from racist cretins, bigots, and the South. You'd send ISIS fleeing refugees right back into the slaughter. Once you said you'd date Ivanka if she weren't in fact your daughter. You made up that 9/11 thing, the one you won't retract. How were you the only witness to the thousands in the act? You keep standing by each random lie you pull out of your ass, like BSing through a book report, then threatening the class. So you'll ban a whole religion? Not a one, will you admit. I'd compare your tone to Hitler, but then he knew when to quit. When you frown, it's like a toddler trying hard to take a dump. You've set progress back 100 years, just getting on the stump. Yet with every vile thing you say, your numbers get a bump, Mr. Trump. You're a schmuck.